Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Remember, We Reap What We Sow. Amen. That's a very famous scripture. A lot of people use it to share with us about whatever we do, we're going to have an end result. And my mother was very famous saying that to me. She said it like this, whatever goes around comes around. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, but it is a true statement, and it's right here in the Word of God. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, friends, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm reading the Bible in 1 year. Every day I post the scriptures, and sometimes I do a talk radio version of the scripture for the day. Well, today we're reading Galatians chapter 6, and have a lot of wisdom here. Amen. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows. If he sows to please his own wrong desires, he will be planting seeds of evil, and he will surely reap a harvest of spiritual decay and death. But if he plants the good things of the Spirit, he will reap the everlasting life that the Holy Spirit gives him. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. That's why whenever we can, we should always be kind to everyone, and especially to our Christian brothers. Friends, what is God saying here? What is he talking about? He's talking about Christians, that we should be different than the world. We shouldn't be operating at a status quo like the world does. The world, what is the world interested in? Money and power and getting over sometimes. Getting over on the government, getting over on the taxes, getting over in the job, getting over in everything. But God has a method that is a true method because it has a result. If you're sowing good things, you will reap good things. If you're sowing bad things, then you're going to reap a bad harvest. And Jesus used this analogy in the Word of God many, many, many times. For example, the rich young man who came to Jesus and he said, Master, I've done everything right in my life. I give money. I do everything the right way. Is this going to get me to heaven? And Jesus said, well, yes, you said it true. You did right. You give poor. You do everything in a just way. But there's one thing that you lack. If you give your money away, then you will be able to get into heaven. Does that mean that Jesus was saying he should give his money away? No, that's not what he was talking about. He saw the man's heart, and the man loved his money. He probably protected it, and that was a very valuable thing in his life. And for that reason, Jesus saw that in his heart, and he said, you know what? Yes, you are a righteous man. Yes, you do things the right way. But you have one thing in your heart that's holding you back from getting into heaven. Now, it could be something different for another person. It might not be money that's stored in the heart that is the issue that God will have a problem with you about, because we cannot see what we have going on in our heart. It surpasses us. Sometimes we don't even know the things that we have stored in our heart. I'll give you an example. I didn't know I had a root of rebellion in my heart. How did I inherit this? How did I get it? I inherited from generations to generations of rebellious people in my family's life. For example, my father told me that he, when he was a young man, was called to preach the word of God. He knew the word of God. He loved God. And God called him into the ministry. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He had something in his heart that was hindering him from doing what God wanted him to do. And for that reason, he didn't go into the ministry. But years later, he had a dream, and he had 10 children, I'm one of them. And he told me he had a dream that God spoke to him in the dream and told him, you rejected my purpose for your life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch your children's heart, and they are going to go into the ministry. And you know what? My sister's a wonderful pastor. I'm in the ministry myself. And I have another brother in my family that is in the ministry. And many people in my network of family members have become Christians. God is not mocked. He said, ever we reap, we shall sow. But it's God who looks at the intentions of our actions and our heart. And if there's something in there that stops us from serving him, and we really want to know what it is, we can ask God and he will show us our heart. In fact, there's a scripture I started asking God, God, show me. I don't know what I have in my heart. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't try to go out with bad people or anything like that. What is in my heart? Because I read in the Word of God, it says that the heart is desperately wicked, that the human being cannot know what's in store in our heart. But God gave an analogy. He said, go look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you if you really want to see the truth, you can see what is in your heart because it's written in the Word of God. And everybody has the same sins. Whether you're a drug addict or you're a person that is ADHD or whatever, it doesn't matter who you are, we all have the same thing stored in our heart. What do we have in our heart stored? Anger, violence, coming against other people. All kinds of things are stored in our heart. And if I'm going to put something in Facebook about that, because the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. And These things come out of it: adultery, fornication, lasciviousness. And if you don't know those words, you're probably going to have to look it up. But there's so many things, even in the most righteous person, still have those roots of bitterness in their heart. They still have sins that they maybe never acted on, or maybe rebellion, or they have an idol. You don't know what we have in our heart until you start asking God. And there's a book that I read many years ago, and it's about the womb in our heart. And many ministers are speaking about it and trying to help people to get a healing from the wounds in our heart. How do the wounds get there? Because we have things, we have many wounds in our heart, and it stores a whole bunch of junk and sometimes a whole bunch of good stuff. But the key is we will reap what we sow. If we reap good things, we will get a harvest. We will see people get saved. We will see people get healed. We will see people getting restored. Amen. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be misled. Remember that you cannot ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop that he sows. Friend, Jesus is the only one that can get us to heaven. If you would like to go to heaven, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, right now, I don't know you, but I want to know you. I don't know what's in my heart, but you can see my heart. You can cleanse my heart from all the things that are in there, whether it's a soul wound or whether it's generational curses or whether it's my own habits or my own foolish desires. But Lord, cleanse my heart and make it pure. And God, I don't deserve to go to heaven, but the Bible says that I can go in your name, that I can be saved by grace and not by my works. And Lord, I ask you to come into my heart right now. I ask you to save me, change me, deliver me, heal me in the name of Jesus. And Lord, if I'm holding grudges in my heart, I let it go right now. Yes, unforgiveness, I let that go also, Father God. Because you forgive me, I will forgive others. Not by my feelings, but by faith. And I thank you, Lord. You have called us to love one another. And I love you. And I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know. And I would love to help you to get on your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.